now.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Great. Well, it's great to see you all here for our first session of the year for the faculty seminar on neoliberalism. This is our second year here at Hunter, and so we're delighted. Our first guest is really a very exciting guest. We're really honored to have Francois Ewald here, who has had a long and illustrious career, who started years ago as, I guess it was a graduate assistant, or you were a graduate assistant to Michel Foucault?
It was specific. In the College of France, there is no such kind of graduate.
Yeah, I know. I've had trouble with the translations all morning, actually, and a lot of things. But you worked with Michel Foucault.
Yes. And what is assistant to college?
That's a great way to start your career. You got on to a lot of wonderful things. And I got to meet Francois last spring when Bernard Harcourt had a session at Columbia, which I guess was a forerunner of this wonderful ongoing seminar you have about Michel Foucault going on. It's very exciting. And Francois participated then, and I asked if you would be gracious enough to come to Hunter and speak to the students and faculty here, and you agreed, and we really, really appreciate that. It's wonderful. And you're part of a series of speakers that are speaking about these issues of neoliberalism, which turns out, unbeknownst to me, Michel Foucault was talking about way back then, in the late 1970s, anticipating so much of what's happened and what people write about. And I know that you requested, this is very gracious of you as well, that you would like questions from the audience. And we do have a couple questions. One question is basically about the Zamora article, which Guy Feldman was very keen to ask. This guy, who's a doctoral student and finishing his dissertation examining neoliberalism as it's practiced in anti-poverty strategies like asset building, has been interested in this question of like, well, if Foucault was so interested in neoliberalism back then, does that mean that he was a neoliberal? That
yes.
We can stop now. We can call it yes. Yeah, and I have to say, this is really, really.
It was quite appointed by the Chicago school.
He's a card-carrying member.
But there was only a stage before he goes to Chicago. To John Guy
McCann. Well, it's interesting. It's really wonderful that you're here, and I know we have students from my classes as well that are here, and the coincidences are so great because we were reading Althusser last week about ideological apparatuses of the state, and then Etienne Bolivar, who I've been presenting with, posted something on the internet about what's going on with Bernard's seminar about how Foucault was responding to Althusser's use of the term repressive apparatus of the state and how he rejected the repressive hypothesis, which of course he famously criticized. And I don't know if everybody, including myself, appreciated how evidently he was responding to Althusser. And we were reading these things in sequence in my class last week and this week, and here you are. So that maybe you can respond to these questions of, was Foucault a neoliberal? Was he responding to Althusser? Is rejection of the repressive hypothesis, is that really a criticism of Althusser's famous essay? In part or whole? Another way of asking this question is, what is the relationship of Foucault's notion of neoliberal governmentality to Althusser's idea of interpolation in that essay? And so we're getting questions as we're walking down the street. So another colleague sent a question about, to what extent is neoliberalism its own form of agency, is an ideology that goes with itself? that it's become sort of like the practical rationality of how we make public policy and we fashion the state in the current era. And it seems as if not only could Foucault be a neoliberal without necessarily carrying a card, but all of us could be implicated in perpetuating neoliberalism by virtue of it being so omnipresent today. So these are some of the questions that my colleagues have come up with. And again, thanks so much for coming. We're really honored to have you here, Francois. And I'm going to stop talking now. And let us welcome Francois Ewald. It's just wonderful to have him here.
This sounds a lot. I'm very impressed to be here in this house. I read the biography of Eleanor Roosevelt, a biography of Franklin Roosevelt, and also from Theodore, who was an interesting person. So, okay, I will try to respond to your questions from my point of view. I will give several remarks about this question. The first remark that is my astonishing to this identification between Foucault and liberalism. For me, this question has absolutely no sense. I remember, naturally, I was in the Collège de France, I was in the room when Foucault spoke, when Foucault gave his lesson. There were absolutely no ideas that he shared some thing with this guy, with the guy Becker and the other person. That is, I think there is a, what is a problem, that is not the connection between Foucault and neoliberalism, but that is why now some people ask this question. I think maybe that is in the story, a new kind of disqualification of the Foucault's thought taken by the bias of neoliberalism, but I think that is more profound. The critique is not exactly about that is an hypothesis. You find to prepare this seminar, I was last week in the Bibliothèque Nationale de France to read the Foucault's Canadian short journals, Foucault, at this time. There is we can find that is not dedicated to this question, but spoke about the fight against the good les bons sentiments théoriques.
Les bons sentiments théoriques.
Oui, la lutte contre les bons sentiments théoriques.
So it's kind of like it's the struggle against warm feelings. The bons sentiments, c'est warm feelings. With regard to theory, non?
Les bons sentiments dans la théorie, non?
Oui.
For example, à propos de la dépression, entre parenthèses, à propos de la répression, on déteste.
Oui.
La société civile qu'on aime, l'État qu'on déteste, la délinquance qu'on aime.
So it's kind of having warm or normative feelings about theoretical objects, right? Like repression, we don't like repression. Civil society, we like civil society.
I see. So Foucault thirsts to be free with this kind of normative thinking. What is known, les bons sentiments, répression is bad, thought madness is beautiful. This kind of judgment are completely non-interesting for people. And he searched to be free from that. That is written in this. So, this connection and this accusation between Foucault and neoliberalism is ask a question about the manner to read Foucault. Because you can also ask the question about Foucault on the Christianity. He gave a lot of lessons about the father of the church. That means that Foucault at this time priest. in this lesson, Foucault spoke about statism exactly in the same terms as liberalism. And he made a distinction between the German liberalism and the American liberalism. When you speak about neoliberalism, which is more American one than the German one, and the German one that is in Europe, we make a very strong distinction between two forms of liberalism, the German liberalism, the American liberalism, and German liberalism goes very well with welfare state, with protection, with security, with things that is very different than the American neoliberalism, since Milton Friedman and so on. So that. There is a question about what is the main question is where is the true philosophical thought, Foucault's philosophical thought. I think you see naturally we see that is thought was in what about he spoke about his topic. No, the word in French about that, that is in a speech we have the énoncé, what about we spoke, the topic, and the other, that is the reason because we speak about. On the manner to speak, enunciation. The philosophy, for me, the philosophy, we have to search the Foucault philosophy, not in his énoncé, but in his enunciation. And that is more difficult. That is the first remark. But so we cannot make any identification between the topic about whom Foucault worked and what could seem. But what is true? That is, when he gave this lesson, Foucault had a political project. That is true. He was not a leader. That is not a leader. But that is a very strong political project in the context of the end of 70s in, well, not only in France or in Europe, in the late 70s. Or you can find a lot of indication in this lesson about this, the will, the Foucault will to propose to reinvent a new form of political philosophy. That is clear. And maybe that here is the point. This political project, the Foucault political project at this time. So that was my first question. So if we say that, naturally we have to remember what was the context. The context for Foucault and the context in the late 70s. And why this lesson are so interesting, on if you read this lesson, you understand that Foucault is very implicated, it's very, there is some joy in the progress of the world. I think you remember that for my idea, I didn't speak with Foucault about that. But we have the first sequence from 71 to 76, where Foucault only gave this a program about daily life, the transformation of the society, the revolution by the politicization of daily life. That was the problem. With Bernard, we work about the situation, what we can observe, that we can find at the in 76, we find some observation that Foucault found in the early 70s, that this program to change the society, to be revolutionary by the intervention in local question on daily life, we can observe that Foucault could think this program would be effective very quickly. On 1976, he gave observation about nothing happened. That was in France, not a very, that was the time of Giscard d'Estaing, that is not very brilliant. So, I think as we can observe this observation about his first political project, and in the same time, you, for example, in the Will of No, you have a critique, an autocritique. And a critic of himself, and also a critic about the category, the political category of May 68, about repression and
The question is not the question. The most important in the political, in this political view, that is the topic of liberation.
That is liberation?
Freedom,
liberation.
And the end of the will of no, that is a radical critique about the idea that we have something to liberate, to release. And at the same time, where Foucault said the political philosophy was always dictated by connection with the topic of revolution. And he said in this interview with Bernard-Henri Lévy, which is important, that the revolution is no more desirable. And we have to invent, we have to make politics outside of this framework of the revolution. And that means a completely new manner to make and to deal with politics. I think that is, if you deal with Foucault on liberalism, if you deal with these lessons are the step further. We find here the new proposition, the new proposal, the new Foucault proposal on the question of government. On government, that when he finds, that is not at the beginning of the lessons, that is only after three or four lessons, he finds this term of government, and he says, "Yeah, that is mine. That is what I search." Exactly like in the last lesson about Parisia, when he discovers his notion of Parisia. That was, I remember, that was for him, and he came finally to be in peace with himself. And that was a big moment. He can make retrospective about his whole life. What is a philosophical life? A philosophical life, that is a Parisian one. On what I search to do during my life, and during that was to be a Parisian. And I was a Parisian. And was, yes. So, but badly, I don't know this guy who makes the edition of Lesson in the College of France, but he was not capable to deal in the same volume, in the same, the two last years of lessons. Because they are the same, exactly the same, about Foucault himself. They are the last, they are the biography Foucault gave. That is my view. That is what we can hear in the room. Foucault speaks about himself during 2 days. Okay, so the question, the philosophical question is, you understand, we enter at the end of the 70s in a new work for the political philosophy, and we have to bring something, we have to rebuild this question. And for that, he used this question, the question of the governmentality. So, that's my circle from a circle. In this project, the question of the main question, okay, that is to rethink political philosophy. For that, it begins with the question of population that comes from biopower. The question of population gives a path to governmentality. And when found this notion of governmentality, say, that is my topic. And I will say, I have to do the story of the notion of government. Okay. And that is the project at this time is about government. And the question of liberalism is not present at this time. The question of liberalism comes only the year after. If we search to respond to that one, in the project, when Foucault built this project, this new project, he don't seem to liberalism. He seem to pastoral, he seem to state reason, but not liberalism. Liberalism comes later. I think we can say the question of the liberal governmentality was not at the beginning of this project. But he meets the question of liberalism when, at the end of the first year, with the question about the question of the transformation of the state reason, of the Polizeiwissenschaft, during the 18th century, and again, with the question of population, which remains in the different part of the of this. So, what are the, here we maybe we can understand the resistance, the Foucault's resistance, or the resistance against Foucault. In this lesson, you can find a lot of pages where Foucault spoke about state. And he spoke about these people, this idea to say that the main problem, the main political and philosophical problem is a question of state. The project was to be free with the question of state. Alors, maybe we have to remember at this time the main question was that was absolutely not the liberalism, but that was totalitarian state. Or you know that this notion of totalitarian state is absolutely not the Foucaultian one. I think, maybe here in this talk, to say that is, you can find some critique, for example, of Anna Arendt. I don't know, I never spoke with Foucault about Anna Arendt, but never he spoke with Anna Arendt, no, not never. But this tradition of totalitarianism was not, I think, this lesson was given in a comparison with this main corpus about the question of totalitarianism, the question of state.
on if you are interested, I can. I have the quotation in the French version that is not very interesting for you. But I can give to Bernard or to somebody. And I have the pages. A lot, this is a lot of pages where Foucault denounce this obsession, this what he known state phobia. All the evil comes from state. State is a problem. That is an old question by Foucault. That is, we spoke about that yesterday evening. But when we the idea, you remember that the idea of Foucault that we can observe in different kind of state, totalitarian one or liberal one, different kind of state, but the same kind of power relationship. You can observe the same disciplinary society in France. For Foucault, it was not, that was only a question of quantity, of gravity, between disciplinarization in URSS and disciplinarization in Europe. And he said the critic, a form of critic of Marxism, for example, was to say the Marxists cannot make the differentiation, make a differentiation between this kind of state, where, in fact, the reality of power is the same. On what we have to fight, that is the power, not the state. So, governmentality, what is at stake with governmentality? That is to be free with the question of state. And with this immense, this big, big wide corpus about state, totalitarian state, and so on. And Foucault was very, comment dire, tendu. Very harsh. In this way, you can when you read the lesson, that is very. So, we have this context. In this context, we find a new category, a new field, the possibility of to elaborate a new form of political philosophy thanks to this question of governmentality. On this question of governmentality, open, an incredible field for a new corpus in the field of political philosophy. No more Machiavelli, no more Hobbes, but a lot of things, pastoral, state reason, Botero, and so on. And also, liberal thinking, liberal thought. That is the field which is open by this manner to reconsider the political philosophy at this time. That gives the possibility to discover a lot of new authors, an absolutely new corpus. But the question of liberalism was only one of these, by this vision. So, what happened when Foucault dealt with liberalism? First, he don't begin with liberalism. He begins with the question
at the end of security territorial revolution, at the beginning of naissance of geopolitics, what is observed that during the 18th century, there is a big critic about the administrative state made by the idea that the government has to follow the natural evolution of the society, of the population, of the interests. And this discourse at this time is not known by Foucault liberalist, but that is economy politique. Donc, the first apparition of this the topic is not liberalism, but it's economic politics. But what this kind of political discourse, which is political economy in the 18th century, which the topic of the market. On the next step will be, we can say, we can say this kind of governmentality or this kind of critique of statism is liberalism. And at this time, he wrote liberalism with what's the name?
Square quotes.
Yes. And it is not true. That is another remark. You know, if Foucault was liberal, he discovered this question of liberalism at this time. That is a discovery, that is not a conviction. Is liberalism the good word or not the good word? And the description he makes of the liberalism are absolutely not liberal. You remember Foucault makes this description, liberalism, that is, enfin, this kind of governmentality, that is a manner to produce liberty and also to produce security and to produce control. That is absolutely not laissez-faire. And he explained liberty that is not observe like a quality of man, like a property, like a... No. Liberty, that is what this kind of government has to produce to can govern the people. I make you free because if you are free, I can better govern you. That is absolute. Maybe you can think that is a very, very liberal sentence. I think that is not so evident. So, but in certain part, he recognized that force. If we have to make a description, an analysis of the contemporary political practice, we have to deal with the question of liberalism, and he said the liberalism on liberty comes for us from Germany. Read the documents in the Bibliothèque Nationale, you can observe that Foucault was very interested, in fact, by what happened in Germany after the Second World War. And you know, that is very important, because that is a scheme of the release of a totalitarian state. How it was possible for Germany to be free from Nazis? What was the path to be free from Nazis? for Germany. And certainly, he was very interested on in, that is exact, he was very interested in the manner for the people like Friedrich Hayek. At this time, at the end of the Second World War, to make critics about welfare state and so on the question of planification, etc. And you understand, perform an hypothesis. Is a similarity between the question about to go out of a totalitarian state like Soviet Union, which was a question for us in the 70s, on the example, on the case of the exit from Nazism by in Germany. So in this question, the question of ordo liberalism is very important. So, some other remarks. I think the question, the interest for liberalism by Foucault has many reasons. Very quickly. The first one, but I already spoke about that, that is a question of what happened today on this link to the question of Germany, but not the Germany after the Second World War, but the Germany of Helmut Schmidt. But when you read this lesson where at the end Foucault said, I will pass some times to speak with liberalism. And he said, because that is a contemporary question. What is this sentence? This sentence, that is exactly what Foucault gave at this time for program, for his own philosophy. That is a question of Aufklärung. That is a question of the actuality. And I think in this book, where Foucault practice what he said, for example, in this conference given at the same time in the French Philosophical Society, about what is critique. And critique, that is to have a certain kind of relationship with his own present. And we have an example, the practices of this program. So that is the first, I think that is the first thing. If I have to do, maybe I'm not sufficiently clear. I said at the beginning of the story, I said this crisis of the philosophical vision, political vision of Foucault at the beginning. In 76. But what is very important for me with this conference, that Foucault formulate another political program about with the question of critique and with the question of Aufklärung. A first one not exactly abandoned, but formulate a new one with the question of critique on this relationship with what is contemporary, what is present in philosophy, like journalism, and so on and so on. But in, on what is said, that is, what is the question, what is at stake in this kind of critique, that is to understand the relationship, that is not exactly the word of the whole, between knowledge and Boel, that is Alt, but between verification regime and rationalization of power. So, what is at stake? That is a connection, the cross between politics of truth and the form of governmentality. So, that is, for me, on what when you read, when we read this lesson, what we find, what is interest, maybe, what was so interesting by Foucault, for Foucault, in this, when he studied in Berlin, that is, he found people, intellectual, ordo-liberal, who are intellectual, absolutely intellectual, only intellectual, professor, during the middle of the 20th century, no power, they were not in a good situation at this time. They were only intellectual, but this type of intellectual produced some knowledge which have political effect in terms of liberty. If you are an intellectual specific, if you define your job like intellectual specific to have a certain kind of connection with certain kind of power and a use of knowledge to transform the power relationship in the sense of liberty. Actually, the meeting with this literature is certainly very interesting. On that deal, maybe an example of this connection, this a possibility, that gives the possibility to think about this program. What could be this program, in fact? I don't say that he agreed with what I don't say that for this reason he becomes a liberal. No. That is, but if we have to reflect about this connection between benediction and governmentality, this question of connection between this author, in liberal economy, and the practice of government is the case to study. That is not to pick up, that is to observe a case, a very interesting case. That is, for me, the reason. And you find in the naissance of la biopolitique a very, this discussion. You understand, remember, you are in a post-revolutionary moment for Foucault. We have a discussion about, at this time, very hard discussion about the possibility in France to that Mitterrand would be elected with the Communist Party. We have this book, this lesson are very interesting in this perspective. And you find some pages about socialism. And Foucault said, says no socialist governmentality. And that is a radical critique of the socialism. What we have to search, that is to build a new kind of governmentality. But socialist is not a response because it is not a socialist government. So, last remarks. The end of the essence of the geopolitics is not Gallery-Bettel. That means that the discussion of American neoliberalism is not the end of the story. At the end of the lesson, Foucault comes again to the question of population on the civil society. And he said the main question is this question of between civil society and state. This is the last argument to say in these lessons that these lessons are not focused on liberalism. They are focused. The liberalist is only an example, only a case, but not the, comment dire, all of the reflection. And what is the last word, Bernard Allais? Well, and after, we don't speak about this kind of question. C'est qu'est-ce que la politique finalement?
What is politics in the end?
Sinon, à la fois le jeu de ces différents arts de gouverner avec leurs différents index.
So what it is, these different arts of governing with their different, avec leurs différents quoi?
Indexes
of their different methods or.
Et le débat que ces différents arts de gouverner suscitent.
And the debates that these different arts of governing trigger.
So, the last word is not a liberal confession, but that is, liberalism is only one art of governing. On what is politics, that is a discussion, or there are other kind of art of governing. On what is politics, that is a debate between the different kind of art of governing. So, that maybe, I don't know if this remark would be interesting for you, but that is maybe what we can say to understand some very, very short remarks, but that is difficult. But if I had to speak about Foucault and liberalism, that would be my way.
Feel free to
me to hear the questions that you all had, and we did address them in part, the ones that I started with. I'm sure we have a lot more follow-up questions now than you, that you want to ask. Just take a short break here, and then I resisted taking your picture.
I had a question for him. So. Did everybody understand? I mean, it was
special, isn't
it? There's a big accent, but if you're used to it, it's a French accent. French accent.
Excuse me.
Okay, so where would like to go first? Please, close the picture if you can speak slowly.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
In French, it's not. The man is your problem.
I have a question about your brief comment that there is no socialist. And I wasn't clear, was it like in relation to socialism in the Soviet Union, or was it in relation to socialism in general?
No, that was socialism in general.
Okay.
In general, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can give to you the page that is in French.
C'est organisé par la socialiste 93-91.
What he means is not so evident, but that is, yeah, there is a long discussion where he say if there is a liberal governmentality, there is not a socialist governmentality. There is not that is not reciprocal between liberal philosophy and socialist. Socialist has no vision, of the governing, but that is only like a commentary of other art of governing. We find socialists with totalitarian state. We find socialists with liberal state. But there is no specific socialist governmentality. And that was Foucault had the project to work, but maybe not himself, but a student or a companion, to write a book about the socialist governmentality. And he had at the end of his life some discussion with people in Ecole Française, Ecole de Sciences Politiques, about this question.
Anybody else?
So I think I agree with a lot of the presentation, except for one thing, which is that it seems to me that neoliberalism is on the table earlier than you suggested. In other words, if I heard you correctly, I understood that neoliberalism only becomes an object for him as he starts to study different forms of governmentality. And so it only comes into view
in Naissance de la Biopolitique. But I feel that neoliberalism actually is present from the beginning of Sécurité de la Coopération, because I actually think that he's using Gary Becker's article about crime right at the beginning of the text. And it's what he calls, he actually refers to it as his first simple bête exemple, his first simple, basic example, or something like that. And
c'est très enfantin.
And the childish, c'est très simple, c'est très enfantin, the first example he gives, and he says, you know, it's basically, it's Becker on crime. So on page 7, it's like, what is the cost of having a more repressive system versus a not very repressive? What's the cost compared to the theft and its repression? What should we, what kind of equilibrium should we get? Okay, so that is Becker 68.
Yes. Yes, okay.
Okay, and so, that, I mean, but hold on.
I think that is not only Becker. You can find the same discussion by Beccaria.
The
question of the cost of, and you find the same discussion at the end of 19th century about the transformation of penalty. That could be Guy Becker.
Okay, however, when he says, criminel soit le vol, within limits that are socially and economically acceptable and around a mean, une moyenne, on va se considérer comme, disons, optimal,
yes.
Optimal pour un fonctionnement social donné, that's Becker. I don't think it's Beccaria.
That is, right? No, that,
okay,
that could be Becker, but that is, you can find. No, that is a question already by Durkheim. When Durkheim said the crime is a factor of social health, when the question of risk, the defense sociale, the question of risk, the defense sociale, that is to imagine a politic of crime where you know that the crime is a natural factor in the society, and the idea to eliminate the crime has no sense, but that is too expensive. And what we have to find is a politic to limit and to repair. You find maybe you are right.
Well, I mean, it's definitely where he goes in March of the next year, and so it has a resonance with where he's going to end up. And when I read those early passages from Sécurité de la Population, I think he already has an idea that his object is to try and understand a contemporary form of governmentality that is the neoliberal kind of governmentality. Now, I don't think that changes anything about what he then does. And I agree entirely that it doesn't make sense to ask whether he's a neoliberal, because that's not, I mean, it's the question itself doesn't make sense. What he's studying, I think, what is pushing him to study pastoral, etc., and then neoliberalism, is the fact that I think he's feeling as if it's a contemporary form of governmentality that's dominant in that period, 78 or so, with Thatcher on the horizon, etc.
I search to remember when we bought the neoliberal library in the College of France.
What, a set of books?
Maybe you are right, because when he, at this time, naturally, he knows the debate, he knows in 77, yes, the people in France, we know
Gagne le cœur by Henri Lepage. There is at this time, yes, you are right, a rebirth of neoliberal thinking, and especially by people like Henri Lepage. We wrote a book, Demain le capitalisme, which is a review of the different main economical thinkers in America. Yes, you're right. But for this reason, but
it doesn't change the story necessarily. I mean, it just means that I think the object was somewhat more defined from the beginning, and that the turn to governmentality was actually a way to understand it, rather than the turn to governmentality producing it as an object.
I keep the idea that at the beginning, that is not the same to be confronted with neoliberalism by the question of government or directly. And I think the path goes through the question of liberalism was so important when he observed that is in respect in the scope of the question of government.
That doesn't change, I think, what he's doing, which again is to try and understand these ways in which we govern ourselves, searching for its genealogy, which in the process places the state, takes us away from the state as some kind of autonomous object and puts it into the history, right? So then the state just becomes this period. There's the pastoral, there's the raison d'état, there's the state as a form of governmentality, and now to a certain extent we've passed it with liberal governmentality. I mean, we are no longer governed by this paradigm of the state, but governed by economic processes, political economy, etc.
I was just thinking, I read Foucault when I went to be a psychologist, and like what it gave me was like an acceptance for like the circle of life, in a way. I read the history of anonymous, and I don't know, like when I think about like neoliberalism, I think about striving like towards something, and I feel like with Foucault, it's like more acceptance about what is. Am I right or wrong there?
Exactly, under some ways, a question.
No, I don't like the way that you know I understand Foucault. From what I've read, I haven't read much, but you know, what it gave me was like an acceptance of things, rather than like a striving for a change. And it feels like the neoliberal attitude is like, it's very striving towards something, prestige or status or, you know, and like Foucault was more like acceptance of life, or you know what? Do you understand? Or like, am I?
I'm not sure you will understand.
I don't know if it's a question, was he more of an
acceptance?
Was he more of an acceptance
as of what?
Observer of life, rather than like a striving. Do you know what I mean? How was he like the person? Was he more?
You understand?
Well, I mean, I think that maybe the question in this context would be, was the project in some sense to kind of describe contemporary neoliberal practices, or was it to offer any kind of prescriptions about governmentality? I mean, maybe that would be a way to kind of put it in conversation with what Francois was presenting. In other words, this notion of striving is the notion of like, is he coming up, is he, is, well, it has to do with searching for a governmentality of some kind. I mean, is he doing a genealogy in order merely to describe the present? Or is he striving in some way to decipher a form of governmentality that could be liberatory in some way, or something like that? Maybe that's one way.
No, I was just thinking about like him as a person, because when I read him, it doesn't seem like he is. He doesn't seem like a neoliberal. Like, I know you said in the beginning that he went through a phase where he was more neoliberal, and then he, you know.
The question for him was to understand and to make clear what kind of regime of truths of we are dependent when we are governed in certain manner.
So,
and the question, the discussion about liberalism is about because liberalism is the modern and the contemporary form of governmentality, we have to understand what kind of truth is in process in this kind of governmentality. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm so fascinated by your presentation because it's so evocative. It just makes me think all these questions that keep bubbling up. So I'm still wanting to hear more, like, to what extent, if he rejected Althusser's repressive hypothesis, that the state is repressive, and that we should give up the idea that we will ever be, through revolution, liberated, that the new regime of truth that needs to be interrogated is just that we should interrogate what it means to be liberated and how that actually that we should be have some allergic reaction to the power of the state in that way. Maybe state phobia isn't necessarily a bad thing, and that we need to interrogate how we're being governed in these other ways. So I wanted to hear more about that. Was he really questioning Althusser, and was he really then? And was he questioning the idea that we could ever be liberated through the state, and so in that sense maybe he wasn't a neoliberal, but that he was someone who wanted to examine neoliberalism for not just how it governs us, but how we could work with it or work through it. I think the term that I've been using is that rather than thinking that we could somehow overthrow or go around some existing regime of truth or power, instead we need to learn how to work through it, given its omnipresence, given its embeddedness in our society. Is that, in other words, maybe that's why people think he was a neoliberal or was vulnerable to being enchanted by neoliberalism, that he wasn't entirely critical of it, because he saw it in many ways as omnipresent, and that it was something that you had to work through rather than simply go around.
is impossible for me to respond about Althusser. Never in expressively never spoke about Althusser. But they were friends, and but I don't think that at this time there is a discussion. Althusser was absent in the political debate.
In 78?
Yes.
In 78.
Completely, yes. So it was not a, no, it was not a problem. It's not, it was no discussion.
But in 71?
71, yes.
72, so I mean, I think, Sandy, are you asking about the 71? 72?
Well, I was very much taken by what Bolivar said earlier that was posted, that he was saying that Foucault was consciously responding to Althusser's idea of repressive apparatus of the state.
Yes.
And that his rejection of the repressive hypothesis that power is power over, that it represses people, and he questioned that Foucault wanted us to see power as more power to, how we're being enabled, as you were saying, to govern ourselves. That was actually animated by his rejection of what Althusser was saying, which is another way of saying that he wasn't a communist, he wasn't a revolutionary, he didn't think the goal was to overthrow the state. Instead, it was to and not be preoccupied by how the state represses us, but be more concerned with, say, how neoliberal government mentality solicits us to govern ourselves. So I had never heard that until earlier this week, that Foucault was, when he rejects the repressive hypothesis, he explicitly rejecting Althusser's use of the repressive apparatus of the state.
Okay, I'll just jump in for a second. So the 71-72 lectures that were just published, Penal Theories and Institutions, and that we were discussing yesterday with Althusser, is clearly in conversation with Althusserian notions of repressive apparatuses of the state. And he uses the term, and he is engaged in a conversation about that. And there are several places where you can hear a direct conversation. It's at that time, and in the following year, in La Société Punitive, the Punitive Society, of course, that just came out, that he kind of moves from a focus on the repressive aspects of power to the more productive aspects of power. And of course, Discipline and Punish is going to end up being about the productive aspects of power. And you can hear it in this, in part through, in Penal Theories and Institutions, you can hear it in part the way he's studying Richelieu, the Chancelier Seguier, is itself already an interesting look at the positive productive side of power. But you hear it even more in On the Punitive Society, which just came out in English yesterday, so it's available finally. And the situation there deals explicitly with what you said. Now, then we get to 76 and 77, where I think it's a different period, and that's when, I think that's what Francois is addressing right now. But I think, so maybe it's just that we have to understand the differences in the time periods here. 76, 77 is a different time where I don't think he's dealing with Althusser anymore, but you have a hypothesis that he had given up on kind of revolution in 76.
Yes, I think since the beginning of the 70s, the political perspective, the Foucauldian political perspective is an ethical one. The politics,
the politics by Foucault, the politic conduct which Foucault conduct during his life is ethic. On the question of governmentality for him is also an ethical question. To know how we are governed is an ethical question, is a fundamental ethical question.
So ethical as opposed to moral?
No, ethical is just in the sense you have to be aware of what happened, you have to be aware how to be how you are governed, how you are dominated, in the name of what, on what kind of choice you have to do for your life. And what is revolutionary, that is to change your life. That is, I think that is clear. That is, yes.
Maybe I would just add, I mean, I think it is important to take this in periods and over time. And in Betty Bob's seminar, actually, Betty Bach started with the 1950s, and which was an interesting place to start, because we don't usually start with Foucault. But in the 1950s, Foucault was a member of the Communist Party, and in his first text, there are chapters that are very Marxist, that get eliminated from the book, Marais du Montal and Personnalité. So, I mean, so you're going to have to kind of, I think you have to, you can't think of kind of Foucault usually, as a thinker, I think, particularly the way he thought, which was always to rethink what he was thinking, to kind of say, no, I got it wrong. Here's where I need to go, right? You have to kind of look at it in different periods. And he did go from a period of being more of being a member of the Communist Party for a while and writing stuff that sounded Marxist, to a period here where he's, I think, 71, 72, interrogating, rejecting, moving beyond a Jusserre, in silent conversation with a Jusserre, to 76, 77, 78, where it's a different, he's in a different situation and it's a different political climate around him. And I think that he is trying to understand, I mean, some of the things he says in these lectures is that I spend too much time looking at the harder side of discipline and the harder forms of governmentality. And I need to look at these other ways of governing ourselves, which was a more kind of contemporary neoliberal way of governing ourselves, the softer side of
the liberalism. I have an hypothesis to do. If we see governmentality, we have two possibilities. The first one is to govern other people. So the other one is to be governed. In the two cases, you have to define an ethic of what you do. You have an ethic of to govern, and an ethic also for this one who is governed by another. You can also read this lecture like an attempt to define what will be the ethics of the governing, not the governing, but this one who is governed.
So are you saying his perspective changed more from the top down to the bottom up?
On the critic, on what is called about the critics, that is exactly what he said. But we are the idea which can
we can live without governmentality has no sense for him. That is the reason, because we have to discuss about what is a contemporary governmentality.
Right, and isn't it then that perspective, which is a very reflexive one, a very empathetic one, makes him vulnerable to being seen as a neoliberal, because he's trying to understand what it's like to be someone who is governed, and how do you respond, and what is the ethical posture that you take as someone who is governed. And so your political project becomes one of how to cope with that, perhaps, and maybe that's what makes him more vulnerable to being seen as a neoliberal on the one hand, and also someone who is not entirely adverse to that kind of micro political practice, as opposed to, say, organizing a new Communist Party to overthrow the state. I guess what I'm trying to do here is, right, there's all this stuff that's been written in the last few years saying that Foucault's a neoliberal, which to me, like, almost choked up when I first heard all that stuff. And then the more I thought about it, especially as this writing has become available, I've tried to come to grips with that in a sense. And so, anyway, that's not really a question. It is a question of sort of the position that he's staking out. In some ways, it's understandable why he would be seen as a neoliberal, given what I'm saying in that sense, which is in no way seeking to suggest that he was misguided. I think what he's talking about is very exactly.
Just quickly. So political philosophy, which he proposed, gives a possibility to an expression for neoliberal.
Yes,
it is clear that is an extraordinary rehabilitation in the field of philosophy of the political wars, yes, it's clear. With Bernard, when Bernard was in Chicago, he invited me to discuss with Gary Trevor. We did that two times. So two times, the guy make a speech. It was, I am very delighted to see that Foucault understood me very well.
that means I was
delighted to see that he is also in the field of philosophy. Thanks, very cool.
Yeah, and that's a great video. Anybody can watch it. Yeah, it was interesting. And I guess that was the first time I really was exposed to that. First time I heard you speak.
I've tried to give some remarks to understand the context, to understand, but maybe that is too broad to write without.
That's great. And I want to thank you again, and we're going to have to cut it off because we only have room to go across. So, Francois,
is it allowed to speak about neoliberalism in the whole set?
Yeah, I think it's actually our major concentration. So, thanks again for coming.
Thanks for
So, are you going to go back to Coventry now? Or?
Yes.
Oh, I'm free.
Oh, you're free?
Is it me?
Yes.
Such is like the want. But such is.
If you're available, you should be the center.
Ah, yes. Scott, are you available?
Oh, you need a W-8. Okay.
You just for one day, you are investors.
I emailed you. I asked the assistant, the administrative assistant, and she's going to
ask you.
I emailed you. Okay.
Okay. All right, for some. Next one.
will talk to you
later. Okay.
Now, is this yours?
No.
No. It was
here. Pushed up. All right, I have to return this. Okay, Francois, we'll talk.